This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Sue Marie Ainsborough. The 58th session of the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women started in New York today, March 10th, and will run until March 21st. The session is held every year to review the work that has been done to improve the lives of women around the world and set goals for the next year. The priority theme of this year's session is women's access to education and training, especially for science and technology. The session will also be reviewing work that has been done to promote women's equal access to full employment and decent work. I talked to Chidi King about the session. Ms. King is the director of the Equality Department of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the body which represents national labor confederations at the world level. I asked Ms. King what were the main goals of the unionists attending the session.
The major objectives for the ITUC and the Global Union Federations for the 58th session of the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women would be, first of all, a standalone goal on gender equality and the empowerment of women. Such a goal, in our view, should address women's underemployment in the labor market, women's unequal pay in the labor market. It should recognize and attach proper value to the unpaid care work that women do in the home, because this, of course, very much impacts the way our work is viewed and valued in the labor market. And it should tackle issues such as violence against women, both in the workplace and in our communities. Because when you're talking about realizing rights and creating a development agenda that's people-centered, then you have to tackle this issue of violence against women. We're also very much supporting a standalone goal for full employment, full and productive employment. And again, within this goal, we would see a need for there to be very clear targets and indicators for gender equality in the world of work. And we're supporting a standalone goal on social protection, which affects everybody, but again, can affect women in particular in an extremely positive way. We're looking at issues such as maternity protection, plugging the pensions gap, which women often have to put up with because they tend to take breaks from work because they decide to have a family and take a break to look after their young children. And, of course, universal health care, issues such as child nutrition, etc. So we think that these three goals are hugely important to women's rights, to advancing women's rights, and to advancing gender equality, and to any post-2015 development agenda.